Where's Josh? He said he was in. He said he was down. Called me and everything.
He didn't confirm within 3 seconds of him asking if he was still down, so then he immediately wrote it off.
No, I called him after that.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we talked on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he said that's cool, and he sent out the text saying Brett's down for 7:30.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I'm trying not to text.
Got it.
While I'm driving because it's fucking not safe. I'm driving this big ass U-Haul.
Yeah.
I fucking hate driving big vehicles.
Yeah.
Should we hang up and call him again? Or send him a text? At Josh in the message. At Josh, where are you, motherfucker? He might be busy though. They are like getting in their new house.
Bro, no one's busy right now. Come on. What could you possibly be doing?
Yeah.
I was going to the store.
I've been busy. But I've been packing up my whole fucking house.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but you're an anomaly. So, dude.
Yeah.
I'm editing a podcast episode. I did one with I won't even tell you. It'll be a surprise.
You did one with what?
I did one with one of my friends. I won't tell you. That'll be a surprise.
Oh, you're not going to have much friend?
Yeah. You'll see. It'll come out probably today.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been doing these singles. It's kind of nice. I like it. I've been using it as an excuse to connect with old friends.
You're actually making me think I should do them and just send them over to you.
That's funny, dude. I was going to suggest that, too.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest that today on the podcast. Be like, if you guys want to just, like, call up your friend. Because sometimes it's like...
It's less
you just want to talk to your... Yeah, it's less intimidating. Yeah, and you just want to, like, talk to your old friend sometimes one-on-one. And I was just like... I just did it because I'm bored and I'm stuck inside and I want to, like, socialize. But then I realized, like, oh, I'm having some good conversation with these guys. And I probably wouldn't have hit them up otherwise if I didn't have the excuse. It's a good excuse, too. Like, just to be like, oh, we're not just talking... Like girls, like we're doing a podcast, bro. let's talk. Yeah. Let's talk. It worked pretty good, I think, so far. Everyone's been pretty
responsive. But real talk. What kind of mascara are you using now? What do you think of Channing Tatum?
Yeah, Channing Tatum. Yum.
Yeah, I love that dude. That's so fucking funny to me.
That's such a good movie. That was one of those movies that I was like, I actually didn't expect that much from, and then it ended up being real good.
Yeah, I remember.
I thought it would be cheesy.
I remember actually I was with Dad and Grandpa Bud and we're talking about comedies and I brought up that one because like it had just come out. I was like, I saw this one. It was actually pretty funny. And Dad was like, I got like 20 minutes into that thing, I had to shut it off. It's like I thought it like sucked. I was like, oh, this
really?
Is
you didn't like it?
You couldn't even watch it. He said it was terrible. He couldn't even watch it. I was like, wow, okay. Like this is a generational thing here.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense, though. It's like all the people we grew up watching, you know what I mean? A lot of, like, I don't know, newer. I guess it's – there's not a whole lot of older actors, you know? Maybe that's why or something.
Yeah,
like if it was, like, fucking Bruce Willis and Sylvester Stallone and like, or some shit, you know, they'd be like, oh, okay. I can get on board with this.
Just talking about, like, jerking off all over the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love that scene when Hermione Granger is like in the thing. Place. Yeah, it's so
that's
funny.
That's like one of my favorite parts too. Oh, yeah. That and when the fucking asshole guy starts pouring the water all over his head. Like the, like two jugs they have left.
Dude, I would have killed that motherfucker. I would have strangled him on the ground right there.
I love this character.
You are like dangerous to have around us.
Yeah, right. But he's so comedic. He's just like, all right, fine. And then he just grabs the water, not even putting it in his mouth. Just fucking dude.
Although I was thinking though, they had the one glass of water. I was like, you guys should probably like allow yourselves at least this one time to drink a little more because you were sweating so much while digging it out.
Yeah, right.
The concrete. Yeah, like we should all like drink like two full glasses, and then after that, it's like we'll ration it differently.
Yeah.
But then I know it's a small weird thing to complain about, but I was like, he has a point. Like, they should be able to drink a little more water this first day.
Oh, he brought that up.
I don't think so. No.
Oh,
He's like, I just want one
more water in general.
Yeah. I was like, that's pretty reasonable in this situation. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah.
And then he made all the food in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, that's... I don't know. He was, like, my favorite character the whole time.
So, like, all right. We have, like, one thing of bacon, like, 1.5 dozen eggs. You just made everything.
Because he's, like, the antagonist. It's not even really the demons. It's, like, him. And, but he's kind of not, kind of... It's weird. I don't know. And he just does it in such a funny way. It's so
good. Well, but he was also, like, being a good guy. Because, like, he didn't know it was the end of the world. He was just making everybody breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
So it was actually, like, a nice thing to do. He just really fucked up.
That's what I forgot. Because he had, like, passed out drunk or whatever.
Yeah. He was like, I'm going to make everybody breakfast.
They're all, that's right. I forgot. He wasn't being a dick about it.
Yeah. And they're all pissed at him. He's like, I'm just trying to make you guys all breakfast and you're mad at me.
You're like, a bunch of asshole friends I have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Dude!
It's made you fuckers breakfast.
What could you possibly be complaining about?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And they have, like, that one candy bar, and they're talking about how they're going to split it up. I don't know, the whole thing was funny. Oh, yeah, and then, no, the guy who was a big James Franco had, like, an entire closet full of food up in his bedroom, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Find that out later. He's like, yeah, don't tell anybody, man.
That's right.
An entire closet of food. It's like, what a dick.
He's holding out. Fucking A, man.
Yeah, I think that's what the story was. Everyone was dicks, actually. Remember?
Yeah, that's true.
That was because it was all about how people from L.A. are all assholes.
Right, yeah. Like, all the actors that everyone loves are actually just, like, out for themselves when it comes down to it.
Yeah, that was the running joke. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So where are you at right now?
I'm highway 101.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
you're taking
the coastal highway down?
No. Oh. It's longer. I'm a lot longer. I'm on highway 101 though. It's not right on the coast, but I should be hitting the coast pretty soon actually.
That's what I mean. You're like taking the coastal highway.
But I'm between San Francisco and LA right now.
Oh, nice. So you're going to take the coastline down, though?
Yeah, eventually. So I was on I-5 for a long time, and then I hit a highway going west, and now I'm on 101, and eventually 101 is going to merge back to the coast. And I should be driving on the coast for, like, a couple hours at the very end of the drive.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I don't give a I could be, like, driving to the most beautiful place on Earth, and I'd rather just not be in the car.
Yeah, right. But, that's fair.
Yeah, I want to, like, kind of tell more of the story if Josh will get on. Can you try texting him, that bastard?
Wait, what story?
The whole... I have, like, a story to tell about the drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I messaged him.
Okay.
And you can just tell the story. We already started, essentially.
Okay. Fuck it. Yeah. Josh pops on... It'll be fun. Josh can pop on another podcast. But, yeah, so I... last night, we didn't have the bed in the apartment. It was loaded up. We had the couch. So we're giving the couch to the new people moving into our apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And
you slept on the couch.
Slept on the couch, which would have been fine. But then, like, Taryn got, like, kind of cold and, like, scared or something. I'm not really sure. So she crawled onto the, what is it, like, an L couch. We each have one part of the L.
Yeah.
So she crawled on my part of the L with me and slept on top of me.
Ugh.
So I woke up, like, sweating, which is, I mean, she weighs, like, 110 pounds. So it's not, like, the end of the world. Like, her on top of me. I'm actually pretty used to her sleeping on top of me. We do it a lot.
Yeah.
But I got so fucking hot, and I was like, and the couch like had like a hump, you know what I mean? And with her weight plus the little hump in the middle of the couch, like I don't know, I didn't sleep well. And then I'm also like freaking nervous about the drive, which because I just don't want to do it, you know what I mean? I hate you know what I mean. But so I slept like zero last night. I don't think I got any good sleep.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
I know. And then I woke up at 5. We got out of bed at, like, 4:30, actually. We set the alarm for 5. We ended up getting out of bed even earlier, like, 4:30, something like that. I'm trying to remember even. Anyways, we left the house. No,
you woke up at, like, 4:30 today? Damn.
Yeah, no, actually got up before. We weren't getting up at 4:30. We got up before, that's what it was. And then we left at 5. And then and we've been driving ever since, and it's almost 8 now.
So is she just, like, following you in the car or something?
Yeah. She's driving right by me right now.
Nice.
She's like she's like calling people and just like having phone conversations stuff. We had the walkie talkies for a while, which were actually awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. They just ran out of batteries like an hour or two ago, but it was pretty nice to be able to have the walkie talkies and communicate with each other as we were driving. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, and I for the podcast, I'm drinking a Rogue Brown Nectar Brown Ale.
Shut the fuck up. I know you're not. You won't even text and drive. I know you're not drinking and driving. I'm just drinking water because I got pretty drunk last night. I fucking finished a bottle. Well, I mean, it wasn't all the way full, but I finished a bottle of wine chatting with my unnamed friend. I got pretty drunk, though. Just a little hungover today. And so I've been eating a bunch of food and drinking water. Just chilling out.
Yeah, normally I record the podcast up stairs in my apartment. And sometimes when we've done the podcast, I've like literally like been like stumbling down those stairs. I've gotten pretty drunk. I haven't done it recently, but like I think when we first started the podcast especially, I think I took it like all the drinking part a little more seriously.
Yeah.
And I would get pretty drunk.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then I think I probably like weaned off a little bit. Unless I just felt like getting drunk that night, but the last couple ones I've done with friends, I'm like, it's like the same. It's like it's kind of newish, so it's like an excuse to get more drunk. I'm like, I have another one. Yeah. And then I do, and I'm like, ugh. So I think I'm going to pull back on doing that every time because that sucks. It's too many times to be hungover.
Dude, I fucking hate being hungover. And honestly, I don't even like getting really drunk either.
Yeah.
If I'm like sitting down.
Well, yeah, that's not even really drunk now. I get hungover with like for nothing now. So.
Well, yeah, because you're an old man, right?
I mean, what I would consider, I mean, I get like I'm pretty buzzed up, but you know, I'm not like far from shit faced, and I still get like a horrible hangover the next day. It sucks.
Yeah. Well, honestly, legitimately, like a big glass of wine will give me a headache the next morning.
Yeah. Same.
Wine will give me, will fuck me up.
Also,
it's what kind of what you're used to too. I know whiskey's really good. Well, whiskey was good for me for a while. Like I got used to whiskey, and I don't even know if this like in my head it doesn't make sense what I'm saying, but like my experience says otherwise. That I drank a lot of whiskey and like only whiskey for a long period of time, and I got to the point where I could drink quite a bit of whiskey and feel okay.
No, I agree with that. Just, I feel like whatever it is, even just liquor for me. If I just drink liquor, again, assuming I don't get trashed, I usually feel better than if I had beers or like wine. I don't know. I think it's just because it does other things, like fucks up your gut and I don't know other stuff.
Wine's definitely the worst for hangovers. Yeah. Beer's the worst for gut issues, like shits.
Yeah.
Beer shits.
Yeah. Agreed. On both accounts. Yeah.
Then you mix them all together.
Yeah. Actually, I did too. I had a beer and then I killed the bottle of wine.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna make that drink. It's like a shot of whiskey, like 50% beer, 50% like sparkling wine.
Yeah, one
just stir it.
One whiskey and one beer.
It's just called the hangover.
Yeah. Hard to do. Oh, that's cool. Oh yeah, wait, so where are you driving at right now? Oh, you already said that. San Francisco, just headed back towards 101, right?
Yeah, I'm on
cool. So how many hours you got ahead of you? You tracking on the old Google Maps?
Yeah, I should be there at like 10:30, 10:40. And honestly, I'm going to get there. I'm going to pull up. I'm going to go fucking take a shower, take a gummy, and go right to bed.
Yeah, I took two gummies today. I just took my second one a little bit ago.
Holy shit.
No, but they're the super low milligram ones. They're like
how many milligrams?
CBD. One milligram, I think.
Oh, okay. That's
the usual, like the low ones you get usually are like 5. So I take like half of a gummy essentially.
Yeah, I think the ones that I have right now are like 10 milligrams, but I'll eat an eighth of one.
Yeah.
Or they might be 20 milligrams. I forget. I don't know. I've been buying the same ones for a while, and I just know how much that one I like.
Yeah, and same. Well, actually, these ones I bought are new, but the 1 milligram ones, I just want to try them out so I have something like that I can take during the day, like not necessarily to get real high. And it's been pretty nice.
Yeah.
I just take them and I forget I took them, but then I'm like, oh, yeah, I feel kind of like relaxed. You know, it's nice.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? I was like doing that on vacation. I'll do something like that, but I'll take like, you know, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and like one in the evening. And I won't be high all day, but I'll just be a little floaty. You know what I mean? Just a little more relaxed. I really enjoy that. The microdosing. I like microdosing on stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I have some of those 5 milligram ones too. I haven't done one yet. I mean, I have in the past, but not from the new batch I just bought. But I'm going to soon, I think. Get a nice good high going on.
I've actually been microdosing on coffee. I have this like giant iced coffee I got from Taco Bell, and I've just been taking like a small sip every like 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, just trying to keep awake for the drive.
Yeah, just a constant low caffeination. Not like get myself hot and jittery or anything like that, but just nice and low. But yeah, I'm also super fucking weak for caffeine. Caffeine fucks me up.
Oh yeah, did you stop drinking tea finally?
I've been drinking coffee for a while now.
Oh, okay. And no tea at all?
No tea at all.
Oh, okay. Damn. I didn't know you like totally quit it. Yeah, that's good, I guess. Well, I mean, maybe. Does tea or coffee have more caffeine?
Well, I mean, obviously it depends. But yeah, generally, sure. Generally, coffee.
Coffee, okay.
Yeah. There's exceptions, like matcha tea is like...
Matcha has a lot?
Oh, yeah, that stuff will fuck you up.
Oh, okay.
I've had a small cup of matcha before, and my hands are shaking.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
No, I hate that feeling. It's like, I know. You realize you've gone too far, like, oh damn, but then it's nice because you can usually just like eat something and it goes away, or you know.
Yeah, but it's a pretty easy remedy, like, most of the time. 10-15 minutes. I hate that.
Yeah, right. You eat and you gotta wait for the food to digest or whatever, and then finally it kicks in, mellows out.
That little bit of time sucks.
Yeah.
Queasy. Yeah, I'm four miles from San Lucas, California.
Nice.
That's the next town. I'm in kind of like middle of nowhere farm town right now, to be honest.
Okay.
It's kind of out here. Like, it's like long rolling hills and lots of farms. These little small farming towns, like population nice. Like 10,000 kind of towns.
Sun's like going down on a small white town in Eastside Palmdale.
It's like the Amities and Lafayettes of like California.
Yeah. That's cool. California cows, man, are the happiest.
Are they really? Is that like a thing?
Yeah, it's like a campaign that I don't know, the beef industry did a while back. From California, yeah. California cows. And they'd be like smiling and shit. They had like human smiles on them. Oh, California cows.
I remember there was this ad. It was like I think it was like KFC or something like that. I forget what it was for, but it was like, or it might just been the poultry industry. And it was like a bunch of cows. It was like this billboard that looked like it was like hand painted. And it said, like, eat chickens. It looked all ridiculous. And then it had, like, these cows, like, next to the billboard. And they, like, had paint. And they're, like, trying to look all, like, casual. Like they didn't. So the joke is the cows drew on the billboard and wrote, eat chickens. It's actually kind of funny.
That's good.
I remember I saw it. It was, like, years ago. But I thought it was hilarious when I saw it. They did a really good job.
It's like that South Park where they're all upset about the Japanese attacking whales.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken and cow. Yeah. that reminds me, Caleb posted this piece of advertisement from McMinnville Gas, Inc., the McMinnville Gas Company, I guess, and Gas and Chemical Services is what they do. And it's a picture of King of the Hill, and it's all them, like, standing in that little, like, back – by that fence, you know, and they drink beers and they're all, yep, mm-hmm. But they're all standing 6 feet apart now. And it's like, and the text is like, boy, I tell you what, if we would have cooked that bat with propane, we wouldn't be in this mess.
And that's hilarious.
And that's the fucking actual company, this McMinnville Gas Co's fucking, their piece of advertisement they just posted. And Caleb Reed did it. It's hilarious, man.
That is hilarious. That feels good. I like that. Yeah. Whoever came up with that's brilliant.
I know, right? Yeah, a bunch of people posted it. I was like, oh, damn.
Okay, what? Let me check that.
Oh, yeah, look, I've clicked on their site. Hakeel's like their mascot. Hakeel's like their mascot.
Okay, Hill's their mascot?
Yeah, because they're like propane and shit. That's funny. Strickland Pope.
I guess they're paying. Is it paying fees for that? Or is that like fair use? Or?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is it McMinnville Gasco so they don't give a shit? They figure no one else gives a shit.
Well, I guess it's not really their mascot, but they have a banner and it's got him in it. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're definitely using the artwork.
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably just like, fuck it, we'll take it down when they tell us to take it down.
That's probably it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably totally it. I'm surprised this call is actually working so well. I wish fucking Josh was on here. Piece of shit, Josh. I called you right before. Hope you listen to this later. You know. Yeah.
You know. What the fuck is this? What? Oh, some crazy cat. I'm like scrolling through my Facebook. All right. God damn it.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, I got off. I had to show that or read that thing that Caleb posted, and it sucked me in again, man.
Dude, I never even look at Facebook ever. Like, ever.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'll like go on there sometimes and be like, oh, you were invited to 4 events that happened like 8 months ago. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I guess I missed those events. It's the people I know. Or like, people invite me to like friends and invite me. I'm like, why didn't you send me a fucking text and you sent me a Facebook event? Like, I
would have
waited
for
your birthday party, dude. Like, but thanks for.
Yeah, I know. I don't go on here. Everyone wished me happy birthday on there, and I didn't get on for like till months later. And I was like, or maybe it was like weeks. I don't know. And I was like, hey, I'm never on here, but thanks, guys. It's like weeks later. Thanks for the birthday stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry to reply. I'm not an asshole. Cause that's the Facebook etiquette. Everyone posts on your wall, happy birthday. It's like from people you haven't talked to in years, and some people you do know, and then you're supposed to say thanks for all the birthday wishes, guys. That's the etiquette, but I didn't do that second part, so they're probably like, wow, what a real fucking asshole. Just nothing. But just because I wasn't logging in, I didn't like get the alerts. I forgot that was the thing, you know.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I probably got it like every year, and I also like changed a bunch of my Facebook settings so it stopped giving me alerts. So I think if people post on my wall, I might not even see it. So that's what I do.
I don't get anything. I turned off everything.
Yeah. So I'm probably like a super. I didn't even know that was a thing. I haven't even looked at my wall.
People can't even add me, I guess. Like I've tried to have people add me. They're like, hey, well, I'll add you on Facebook. I was like, okay. My name's Tyler Boucher. And I think they can like look me up, but there's no option to add me. And it's because I locked everything down. I think only like because I was getting a bunch of, you know, you get like those cam models and shit. They're like, hey, you want hard sex? I show you my hoo-ha. Click on the link below. And you're like, oh, my God. Or it's like from people you don't want, you know, and then. But I think you could turn it on so like only your friends of your friends can add you. So it kind of like eliminates like most, you know. And usually I have a point of connection. And so the only time it's ever an issue is like when I meet someone traveling, you know, and we don't have any points. But then I just like, oh, I'll add you is what I do. Give me yours. I'll add you, you know.
I have the same thing. It's funny, the cam model ones. You ever go to their like Facebook pages? They have like 800 friends and they're all dudes.
And their account was created yesterday. Yeah.
No, I think a lot of them are just dumb idiots.
Right. I mean the girl, like the fake girl's account.
Yeah. No, it's funny. It's funny. Like I was like, okay, like here's the list of morons. Like if we want,
people you know from high school or whatever, and you're like, oh, these are the fucking idiots that actually believe a hot girl wants to talk to them.
Some random hot girl just saw your photo on Facebook and said, I want to be friends.
Yeah, you're just so fucking attractive that she just wanted to have sex with you immediately. Like, dude, get the fuck out of here, dude. You're ugly as shit and you work at Arby's, bro. No one is adding you. No one.
I love, too, like, on, like, the websites, when you get, like, the seedier parts of it, like, you know, like, your torrenting stuff, you know? Yeah. And there'll be, like, that little pop-up. They'll be like, hey, I'm a beautiful girl in Portland. What a chat? Question mark. And it looks like a chat window. I'm always like, who are the idiots that are like, oh, a pretty girl is trying to message me on this random website I just happened to log into. Or I'm just having to visit, not even log into.
Yeah, but, like hot, slutty moms in your area.
Yeah.
But it'll say like, yeah, you're specific, like in Portland. And you're like, what? Oh,
yeah.
Is that me? She's talking to me.
Sexy Asian women are having trouble finding boyfriends.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, women have been so known for having trouble finding boyfriends throughout history.
Yeah, right.
I mean, maybe good ones, but if you just want a boyfriend, that's probably not too hard to do. I don't care who you are if you're a woman.
Yeah, right.
You're not very picky. You can just walk into any bar and have a boyfriend that night.
Yeah, right. Yeah, already. Oh, man. That's good.
I wanted to make fun of some people. But that's okay. Oh, well. Let's say there's a lot of Canaans out there. You know what I mean?
Canaan's like, fuck. I remember one time he did like buy some porn on his desk. Well, I mean, we did it a bunch of times, but because he would get away with fucking everything. But he bought some porn with his dad's credit card. But I guess the way a lot of porn sites or just scam e sites in general like do it is they'll tell you like, oh, it's only $5 a month, you know. So you're like, oh, sweet, and you sign up, but like in the fine print, you know, not totally outlined. It's like, but we charge yearly. So whatever the price was, it's like charged his dad. Yeah. His dad got a fucking charge on his credit card for like, oh, you thought he wouldn't notice, you know, but he gets his charge on his credit card for like $150. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's Caden bought a fucking subscription to Backdoor Sluts 9 or whatever. And I guess his grandma found it first and was like, what the fuck, Donnie? And he's like, I swear it wasn't me. And so then they have, you know, found out it was Caden eventually.
That's so hilarious.
Yeah, make sure it's monthly, not yearly. If you,
I remember I went on vacation with Dylan once, and we're in this hotel, and they had like the porn you could rent on the hotel TV. Oh, no. So we like rented one.
Was it horrible? Was it good?
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
We were pretty young, but I remember we watched it, and then like we had an awkward thing where we're both like in our beds watching it, pretending like we weren't masturbating and we didn't know the other one was masturbating.
Right? Oh, you're like kids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't think you followed with that. I was just like,
oh yeah.
Not quite sure you're talking about.
Yeah, we were like 27.
Yeah, right.
Right, so, porn on the TV. Instead of our cell phone, let's just look at our cell phones like normal human beings in the bathroom by ourselves. Yeah, when
you're kids and you get access to porn, you're like, dude, I'm sorry that you have to be here to see this, but.
Yeah.
this is happening.
I always hold my knee up like this when I'm laying down in bed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Anyways.
Why are you grimacing? Don't worry about it.
Oh.
Yeah. But, oh, great. That's a good one. Blighted.
Yeah, funny. Good scene. No, but yeah, so I remember the next day that we're checking out. Hey, we get the bill. Dylan's mom's like, what's this?
Dylan's
It didn't say what it was. It just said it was like, and the guy was like, oh, it just means someone rented a video on the TV.
Like, you probably ran a video? Just eyeballing you motherfuckers, like, ooh.
Yeah, and we're like, we watched a movie. She's like, oh, she's like, but I thought the movies were like this much, and it was like double that. And we're like, oh, we watched two movies. Like, you just watched two movies last night? We're like, yeah. Like,
just, please stop looking at the paper. Just yes, let's go. Don't read the title. Let's just go.
I remember it didn't say what it was. It just said like entertainment fee. You know what I mean?
Well, that's, yeah.
I'm sure the hotel is like smart enough to.
Yeah, but they're not gonna out you. You know.
Yeah, there's not gonna be like Mills fucking Mills 5. You know.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, they're not gonna print that out. Like, here you go.
Yeah. Here's your shame paper. Sign that, please. Right below the. Yeah. Right below sluts there's a signature line.
Yeah, we're actually need some of your blood for that signature.
Take a picture holding that up next to your face, please.
Did you ever watch Crank Anchors?
Yeah, it was like with the puppets and they would prank call people.
Yeah, it was they crank call people. I remember they crank called they did this skit where they crank call houses and they get a woman and they'd be like, yeah, we have like some charges on your credit card. She's like, what? And they'd be like, yeah, and they like start listing off like all of these nasty porn sites. And the woman would be like, what, one sec, I need to go get my husband. I'll be right back. It was funny. Be like, yeah, bigbeautifulwomen.com is on here. That was $230. And
I was just showing Sammy, there's these videos. There's this website, like Liquid Generation. And it was before like YouTube and all that shit, but they had a bunch of cool videos and funny stuff. And then they had these things called sabotages, and it was like little videos you could send people, and you just like, they'd email them out for you. And it was like, it would start off and there'd be like a little cute seal. And it'd be like, he'd be like real quiet, like, hey, there's someone really special that just wants you to know. And so you're like, what is he saying? And you turn up your volume all loud. And then it's like, analsex.com. Just like so fucking loud. So loud, dude.
I remember those. Yeah, those
you were like said that. Or one of them was like, my boss is a pussy.
Yeah, that was like what fart apps were for cell phones. Like that was for like the internet.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Those things. There's like a early internet fad.
So good. I sent them to everybody. I would just fucking, because they let you email it right there, and I just put in like all my friends' email addresses. So good. They'd all be like, fuck you, dude. My mom heard that.
Can I tell you the story of Dylan and his mom came home and was watching porn?
Oh, no. Yeah, you did, but tell it again. It's so good.
Okay, yeah. So it's so great. So Dylan, he does a tour in Afghanistan, I believe it was.
Oh, really? I thought he was like
No, he's like an adult. And he comes home to his parents' house, right? He's going to stay at his parents' house. He just gets home. It's literally like his mom and takes him. He like spends the night. They only have one computer in the house. His laptop broke while he was like on, while he was deployed. So he doesn't have a computer. Oh, so he says the next morning, his mom goes to work and he's like, porn, right? He's like, so he sleeps in, he wakes up, he's like, I'm gonna go look at some fucking porn.
He's thinking about the whole flight home.
Yeah, he's like, porn. Yeah. So his mom's at work, he gets on the computer in the living room, and he's like watching porn. He's like going through porn. You know, you go down your porn rabbit holes, you know?
Yeah, right.
And especially if like it's been 8 months where the fucking ones
right. Been. All the things I've been dreaming of. I'm gonna look up every single one in an individual tab, and then
size windows
perfectly all together, so I can watch all of them simultaneously.
Yeah. I'm gonna spend at least 4 hours looking at porn before I jerk off to make sure I get the full enjoyment of the experience.
Right. Really
off, you're not interested.
Myself, you know.
Really, yeah. So, you need a thing too if you're looking at porn. You jerk once you jerk it. You're done. You're not interested anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. Like you're like, what? I'm
closing all these windows immediately.
Why did I have 15 tabs open? Yeah.
You got to find the, It's just immediate like, fucking what this fucking face was saying. So you just, you're like, oh, God, I'm just an animal. 20 tabs? You really need 20 tabs, Tyler? Really?
Yeah. So the first four videos of the same keywords not satisfy you?
Yeah.
You needed more?
That was real good, though, huh, you sick piece of shit?
Yeah, yeah.
That poor girl. What would her dad think, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, continue. Sorry, that was a tangent.
Yeah, it was a good tangent.
Okay.
So Dylan's doing that, exactly what we're describing. And then his mom comes home for lunch, probably to see her son, who just got back from, you know, being at war, right? So she opens the door, and Dylan doesn't know what to do, so he turns off the monitor, because the door opens up, like, right in the living room. He turns off the monitor, and, oh, hey, mom, hey, he starts walking towards her, and as he's walking towards her, he's halfway across the living room, a video he clicked on loads up and starts playing, and the audio starts playing over the speakers. It's, like, loud. Dylan says, he's like, I didn't know what to do. He's like, so I just started screaming. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I just started screaming. I was like, wah! And like waved my hands in the air and ran over to the computer and turned off the speakers. And his mom was like, Dylan, what was that? Like,
PTSD, mom.
Yeah, PTSD. I love that story so much. It made me laugh so fucking hard when he was telling me the story. Oh, it was a good one. Poor Dylan.
Yeah, that's too good. Honestly, that's a really great technique, though. It doesn't have to make sense. And even if she, like, somehow knew, sort of, it's like he still protected her from the experience of walking in our... Yeah, it's still better. It's still better.
Yeah, why well, I did the worst part is watching mother son porn, and it was very verbal.
Oh. Can you imagine?
She like freaked Dylan.
Dylan.
Yeah, it's like mommy. Mommy's gonna fuck you hard, little boy.
She's just like. Oh, poor lady. Poor lady. That's too good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that story. It's so good.
That's a good one.
So genius.
I just love the start screaming part.
I don't think all the years I was ever, mom never, that I know of, caught me looking at porn. You know, yeah, I could definitely see me like having headphones on though at some point. And then like spanking it, she walks in and then just like leaves, shaking her head, never brings it up. You know what I mean?
Like, I just don't want anyone ever catch with a VR headset on.
Yeah, right.
You'll be completely unaware.
Like, yeah. You're like, oh my god, Brett! You just don't hear and you just keep. Oh, dude! You're just like. You just like finish while they're watching. You're like, oh god.
You're like walking towards them. You don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, right. Dylan has that on. He's mommy porn. His mom walks in. Like, yeah, mommy. Yeah.
You freak, Dylan.
That's right. I forgot he had a mom fetish. Didn't he admit to like stealing our mom's panties or something?
Yeah. Fucking creepo.
Yeah. Did he? Well, you're his friend. Did he steal like a bunch of people's panties? Is that a thing?
That's the only one I know of is our mother's panties.
Dude, I mean, come on. It's like a.
Yeah.
Horror, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's like the guy that said he did coke once. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Bro. Oh, dude. I only did it a couple of times.
This date, he's just got like a drawer full of trophies, you know?
Yeah. He likes to put them on and prance around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna make sure he listens to this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Dylan's porn addiction. That's what the title's gonna be.
Yeah. Dylan Myron's porn addiction.
Sergeant Dylan Myron.
Then there's a bunch of like Google search keywords.
Yeah, yeah. Ads on it.
Yeah. first thing that comes up.
It shows up in his Facebook. And he's like, "The fuck is this?" He'd probably be like, "Hey, that guy has my same name."
I wonder how much money it would cost to like target an ad at like one person.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like.
Civic. Just be like, whatever, 30 to 40 year old white males that live in Portland, Oregon, and like mom porn, and it would just go directly to fucking Dylan's inbox.
Oh, dude, I gotta tell you a story about Dylan. So again, we were little kids, and me and Dylan were kids. We sucked each other's dicks. You know, whatever. Serious? Yeah, 100% serious. I'm so glad. Yeah. So.
you gotta make sure yeah, kids experiment, man. You gotta make sure he listens to this one though, for sure.
Oh yeah. Well, here's the best part. So I had told my ex like a long time ago, like I forget, I didn't even remember telling her, but apparently I told her.
Yeah.
And then so my ex like st- started like telling everybody, and Dylan's dating my ex's sister, right? So it gets back to Dylan, and Dylan's like,
that ex. All right.
Yeah. So Dylan's all pissed because I told someone.
Right. It was, yeah. Your guys' secret, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, we're secret lovers, bro, and he fucked it up.
It happened one time, and honestly, I didn't really care for it. I think he kind of liked it a little too much, but I like really put the stop on it. You know? I was like, no more.
Yeah, he got a little rough with it, grabbed your wrists. And you're like, okay.
He like called me right when I got home, like after spending the night. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, when you spend the night again? You know, it was like really, really forward. But So he got all angry when they got back to him. But now it's gonna be on the internet. So Dylan, how you doing, buddy?
I love it, Dylan.
We suck each other's dicks. It's okay. It's fine. don't worry about it, buddy.
Oh my god, I just love that. I know there's a future moment.
Yeah, I know.
There's a time in the future where Dylan's just be like, this, like.
Dude, I got the title for the podcast. Me and Dylan sucked each other's dicks.
Wait, you're cutting out. You gotta say it again. What is it?
Oh, I got the title for the podcast. Me and Dylan sucked each other's dicks.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you.
Thank you for chatting with me, by the way, because I was getting tired there. So it's really nice to like be talking to someone.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That little bit of the podcast there was fucking perfect.
Beautiful. I don't know how I can top that. We just gotta talk about real mundane shit now.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know what else to say.
How about them Knicks? Here they're not having a season this year.
Yeah. Yeah, what about that Super Bowl?
Here it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Whoa, shit, there's not gonna be a Super Bowl, is there?
Yeah, probably not. I don't know.
That's fucking crazy. Well, it just happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it might still happen. Because
it was like Jeff's wedding. We were watching it. No, it's recent. But I bought fucking concert tickets like an idiot. But, I mean, I bought them a while back, to be fair.
Did you get refunded?
Well, I haven't even thought about it yet. It's still a little ways away, but, I mean, there's no way. You know, there's no way they're gonna do it, so hopefully they refund everybody. I don't really know. I haven't even like looked into it yet, but yep.
Yeah, that's just tough.
Yeah,
fucking COVID-19, man.
Not the end of the world, but
dude, this drive, you know how hard it's been to find restrooms on the drive?
Oh, because they close off rest stops or something?
No, the rest stops are open. I generally don't like to use rest stops at gas stations because they're so fucking dirty. I always go to like Taco Bell or Starbucks, and you can't use any of their restrooms. I fucking snuck into a Taco Bell restroom earlier today.
You can't use it?
Yeah, they're not letting anyone inside the stores. It's drive-thru only.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I've been having to use gas station restrooms.
See, it's so crazy. Like, I still don't. All the stuff doesn't register.
I know.
Yeah, okay, that's crazy.
Also, like, when I was moving out, I had a bunch of stuff I didn't know what to do with, and it was, like, good stuff. Like, I wouldn't have donated to Goodwill, but Goodwill's closed. So I had to load up my Subaru, and I took it to the dump. Yeah. I didn't know what else to do. I felt terrible. I was like, oh, I'm throwing away, like, nice things.
Yeah.
Like, I felt shitty about it.
Yeah, like, you just give it to someone or something, at least.
Yeah, I just donate it. Yeah, it just felt so wasteful. You know, like, at least I give it to Goodwill. Goodwill makes money off it, which they use for charity, right? And then, and then someone else uses the item. So it's everybody wins, and I get rid of it, right?
Goodwill's the shit.
Yeah, Goodwill's the shit. But I felt so shitty taking the stuff to the dump. I didn't. I was like already pressed for time, and I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah, I know. What a horrible time. Yeah, you were saying like, oh well, we were gonna have like a garage sale, but can't really do that right now, so. What's your option? And then Goodwill closed. So, shit out of luck.
I had taken, like, one big load to Goodwill before they closed, but I wasn't ready for the next load that I needed to do, so.
Yeah, Home Depot was fucking bananas, dude.
A lot of people doing home projects.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think it's like probably just normal, or you know, even if it's slightly reduced. But the problem is they're only allowing like a certain amount of people in the store at a time, so there's just this huge line out the door.
Oh, that kind of bananas. Got it.
Yeah, and then they're doing like curbside pickup, and I don't know, it's just a shit show. And it's like they're just not able, they're like artificially restricted on how people they can serve at a time, essentially. But there's like still they're a big demand, so then. Yeah, it was kind of crazy to see. I was like, whoa. But honestly, I haven't been doing a lot of shopping or nothing, so I guess the grocery stores are like that a lot too. Maybe not that bad, but yeah. Bad.
When I go to the grocery store, I put on a face mask, and I luckily most of them, they wipe down the carts for you. At least the one I go to, they wipe down the carts for you.
That's good.
There's like a guy, and like that's his job. He sits there with gloves and a mask on, and like spray bottle and like a bunch of wipes, and he just wipes down every cart when you bring it back to him.
Yeah, and you see they have the like the shields now, those like clear shields or whatever.
Yeah, in front of all the people working behind the counter. I hope they keep them after this is over.
Honestly. I know, Brett, this is like your dream come true.
I know.
Obviously not the same, you know, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everyone being germ conscious.
Yeah. Yeah, I still don't like that, like, I don't know. There's, like, certain things that I'm, like, seeing now, too. I'm like, we need to improve this. Like, we need touchless payment systems for everything. And I hate, like...
Was, like, touchless door, like doors or locks, too, and all kinds of shit like that.
Yeah. And or doors you can use your foot, open with your foot, right?
Just, like, anything that a lot of people has to touch, make it touchless.
Yeah, exactly. And I even hate, like, you'll still do something like Apple Pay or your Google Pay or whatever it's called, and you'll
put still make push buttons.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the fuck? Like, I should be able to do the tip on my phone.
Yeah, like, everything on the phone. Yeah.
Yeah. I should have to touch anything but my phone. It pisses me off. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, doors.
Side things there. Little lab.
Doors open automatically, and you can pay with shit on your phone, and boom, that solves, like, then you really just gotta worry about, like, there's certain things you're not gonna get around, like carts or whatever, but that, you know, just keep them wiped down, and yeah, they can make it better.
Yeah, when they just have those Lysol wipes by all the carts, and honestly,
yeah, that's
like,
true.
And then everyone
even before this, a lot of grocery stores would have hand sanitizer or like wipes at the entrance or exit, a lot of the, you know,
smart ones. Oh, there's another big one. Everyone go get your fucking flu shot.
Yeah.
Stupid idiots.
I know.
Go get it every year. Also, government, make the flu shot free. Jesus, why are we charging for the fucking flu shot?
So, I was thinking, do you think the anti-vaxxers are going to not take the coronavirus vaccine? If and when, you know?
Oh, yeah, they're already talking about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I listen to my like crazy. Yeah, the conspiracy theory line is something like it's they're going down like, I don't know. I mean, they're sure there's different levels of anti-vaxxer, you know what I mean? Like a level of crazy.
Yeah, right.
But the level of crazy I'm listening to, which is like the slightly more crazy, is like this whole thing is, there's some people that think it's actually 5G that's like causing the coronavirus.
Oh, my roommate was showing me that. And we listened to it was like some girl did a video. I don't think there's multiple people, but some girl made a video and she was talking about it. It's so ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my, I couldn't believe it. We listened to it. We were just cracking up. Oh man. But it's funny because it's like they're so good at, like if you didn't know anything, you could listen to it and be like, you know, like she uses real words, but she puts them together in a way that doesn't make sense, you know? And then, it's just crazy. It's so funny, though.
Yeah. So that's the really, really, really crazy. The other one is kind of more like the virus is real, but like it's like genetically engineered, and like China maybe made it, but maybe like Obama was involved in the manufacture of it or like something like that. And like Trump knows all this, but like, you can't say it for some reason. It's very convoluted. But they're going to come out with a vaccine, but the vaccine's going to, like, dumb you down or, like, make it worse.
Yeah, or give you – what's the one they always do? Asperger's or some shit.
Yeah, well, they're not even going there. It's like it's more like just like it's just poison and bad, effectively.
Oh, yeah. That's all that.
Yeah, it's just poison and bad, and like, and it's a big thing of also like maybe like trying to dumb down the population so they can control us more easily and stuff like that too. Kind of mixed up in there.
It's like, dude, you're already plenty dumb. They don't need to dumb you down anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. And then who are these elites? Who are these elites? They're imagining these globalists. They're imagining like. It's like, oh, we gotta make. I want to rule over a world of dummies. You know, like, what do you want us to do now, boss? That's the world I want to rule over.
It's like a Batman villain. Got it right where we want him. We're gonna release the stupid Ray, and it's gonna cause the whole world to be dumb, and then they'll be our slaves. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, but they want. And then they want to like really push like they're saying they need to get like there's like all these simple therapies that are gonna like help us cure the coronavirus, and we need to like start using those and getting those out before they force the vaccines on us. Oh, and they already have a vaccine. That's one big one. Bill Gates already made a vaccine for the coronavirus. They knew it was gonna happen, but they're withholding it intentionally to like get us scared and make us beg for it.
Right.
Yeah, so they want us.
That's kind of cool. I mean, that's a good, it's like a believable, I don't know, like it'd be a cool movie or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Find out the government was withholding it from us the whole time.
Yeah, you know, but like, that's good shit. Yeah, also at the same time, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good.
I was saying, also at the same time, like, the coronavirus isn't as deadly as everyone's saying it is either. Like, it's like, it's like people are dying from other things and they're just saying it's coronavirus.
Of course.
So like they'll like increase the numbers. So like it is dangerous. So like there's a vaccine, they're withholding it, but the vaccine won't work anyways. But it's actually not that it's like they believe everything at once. It's whatever fits the narrative they want to say at the time.
The argument or whatever at the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Christian apologetics, right? It's the same thing. It's just, it's like my position is so moldable to whatever point I want to make in the moment.
Yeah.
They don't have like a consistent like thread through any of their thoughts.
Yeah. Well, that's why they're crazy people.
Yeah.
You just described a crazy person.
Yeah. And of course, like the mainstream media is like attacking Trump for his hydroxychloroquine thing because like they know it's secretly going to work and they're trying to suppress it and all this other stuff. And it's kind of how it is.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorists all love Trump. I don't know why that is, but they love him.
Yeah.
It's like the first president ever conspiracy theorists have loved.
Yeah. Bunch of conspiracies up and down. That's crazy. Yeah.
But, yes, they're not going to take it with assholes. They should have to go live on their own unvaccinated island where no one's allowed in or out.
Oh, that's
right. It's fine. You can not take vaccines, but you got to live in. We'll just pick, like, the shittiest place we have and just, like, Trump can build a wall around that, and that's where all the anti-vaxxers can live. It's away from everybody. And they can just kill each other instead of us.
So yeah, that's actually like part of their theme. You just reminded me of it. Is like they're gonna force everyone to take it, and if you don't take it, they're not gonna let you like engage in public. Like you're not gonna be allowed to go to the grocery store. And there's like some people even like throwing in like the 666, the beast kind of thing. Like
the mark
is gonna be the coronavirus vaccine.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I wonder if they did the same thing with what was that like? What was the big vaccine back in the day, like grandpa got it and it, like leave a mark on your
like a permanent mark too, right?
Yeah. I wonder if they thought that shit then too, you know?
I remember I saw a thing
beast.
Speaking of the 5G thing, I just heard someone say like in passing on a podcast, so I don't know if it's actually true or not, but it was like they're saying that during the Spanish flu pandemic, people thought like it might be because of like the radio stations.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah. Like around the same
that's what
time.
I mean. I bet there's so many parallels that, like, if you were alive for both, you'd be like, well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's exactly what happened last time.
Yeah. I have no idea if that's true or not, but I heard that, and I was like, oh, that's, like, an interesting thought. Like,
I believe it.
It sounds reasonable. Yeah. It's definitely, like, one of those things that's totally reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those things maybe no one's even proven, but you just, it's so like plausible that everyone just spreads it anyways. Google Duel.
Yeah, in 1918, yeah. 100 fucking years ago.
That's crazy, huh?
I wonder if there's anyone alive who's going to get coronavirus that had the Spanish flu when they were like a little kid.
That's right. I'm getting fucked again. Ah!
Yeah. I always love when I see like those on the news. It's like 104-year-old woman survived the coronavirus. You're like, good on you, lady. Like, yeah. 104 and you made it. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't kill you.
Yeah.
You see, Boris Johnson got it and he's in the ICU.
No, I don't know who that is.
As the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
really? Oh, I think I did see an article about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's crazy. Like, that's like a big time leader.
Yeah, right? That sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, or doesn't suck, depending on how you like him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of cheering for the coronavirus, but.
Oh, really? I have no idea.
Yeah, either. Yeah. But I mean, it's each his own. You know what I mean? Like. But
he's English. He's got fucked up teeth.
Yeah, I mean, any English person I'd really be rooting for their coronavirus, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, exactly. Damn red coats.
Yeah, it's fucking red coats.
They probably invented the coronavirus just to try to capture America back. Dude, we should start that. Like, dude, it wasn't the Chinese. It wasn't the American. It was Obama. It was fucking, it was Britain, Great Britain. And they're trying to start their whole tyrannical takeover of the world again, just like they did back in the old days.
They know America does more trade with China than anyone else, which is why they released it in Wuhan. Yeah. So that way we'd be angry at China and go to war with China, and then they take us over when we're weak.
If you rearrange the letters of coronavirus, it spells it spells like England.
The state of New England.
Yeah, imperialism.
Imperialism. It's probably they couldn't fit that last C in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's good shit.
I think we got the podcast in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, that was great, dude.
Dude, I cannot wait for Dylan to hear that part. Oh my god, he's gonna get so pissed at me.
What a great way to I don't know. It's like your rebuttal. That's great. He's like, yeah, that's awesome. He's like, I'm gonna get mad. You're like, well, I'm just gonna blast it on the air.
Because Brett doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Can't win, dude. You're playing with fire, dude.
Yeah.
Like, should just be like, hey, man, try not to do that again.
I always love it when like someone tries to out weird me. I'm like, you have no idea what you're up against right now.
The depths I will go to.
Yeah.
I'll get in my fucking time machine. I'll go back in time and I'll suck your dick just so I can tell people about it in the future.
Yeah. Oh, and if you can, try to cut that part out in the beginning about me talking about copying John's podcast. I'd like to surprise with that.
Okay, I'll write it down and try to remember.
Yeah, I mean, and if you can't, like, whatever. Like, if you can't find a good starting point after it,
dude, with how much he watches the podcast, he'd probably be like, so I noticed that you guys edited, which you never do, and there was a small section in your podcast that was edited out, so I figured you probably talked about something, like you were up to something against me, and then he'll come up with some crazy rebuttal where actually he fucking pulled one on us while we thought we were pulling one on him. It'll be like that Rick and Morty episode with the robot.
I can't believe Josh ditched us after all of that.
Yeah.
I called him, I talked to him, he's texted. Motherfucker. He better be fucking or like getting in a fight with Becca.
Like, yeah. So you guys, I'm sorry. I murdered Becca.
And then
bros, I'm gonna need you to bring some shovels. And then I fuck her. I need to bring some shovels and never speak of this again. Told her. All right, dude. Stay awake. Don't die. If you do.
You're not gonna talk to me until 10:30?
No. Negatory on the cost of that there machine. I'm going to go eat dinner and then play some Doom and go to bed.
Play some Doom?
Yeah, I've been playing Doom.
Oh, you play it on your Stasia or whatever?
Yeah.
That's cool. Is it working pretty well?
Yeah, it's good. I'm pretty sure I'm getting close to the end.
That's like that's like a twitchy game, right? Like that's a fast-paced twitch game.
Yeah, it's good. It's not like a bit fast-paced, but it's with the lag and stuff. Yeah, no, I've had a couple issues, but it's usually not lag. It's usually like it's only happened like twice, and it's like just some like textures won't show up, like some weird shit. I'm like, huh? Okay.
That's not the connection though. That's their computers on their side.
Yeah, could be.
That's the rendering because you're just getting sent a video. So that's not like. Yeah, that's weird. Okay.
Yeah, no, I know, but I mean, just as far as like issues, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, everything else is pretty fine. I haven't had any. I forget. I fucking love it, dude. Cause like Doom or just any game, I never have to update them. I never have to like. I just like when I bought Doom, I was just like, okay, I want Doom, and I just clicked on it and I was just playing it. Like I didn't download anything. I didn't.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. I just bought it and then I just was immediately playing it, and I never have to wait for it to like load or update or any of that shit.
Well, dude, just imagine we have Elon Musk global internet, and you can be like fucking camping.
On
something that looks like a Switch.
I love the future.
Right? Like something that looks like a Nintendo Switch.
I know. Sometimes I take it up for granted, and then I just try to remember if I like went back in time and explained all the technology we have right now to my like young self, I'd be fucking so blown away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really would. I mean, maybe I'd be like, "Where's the hover cars?" But I'd still be like, "What? You have virtual reality? I knew it."
or just seeing the graphics in the games you're playing.
Right. Yeah. That's true. You'd be like, "Holy shit!" And then we would just like hated Mario.
or just showed someone like a 20-minute clip of someone playing like Skyrim and be like, that game's like 10 years old.
Right. They'd be like, what movie is this? And you're like, not a movie.
That's a 10-year-old game and they're way better now.
That was our dream. Like real life. Like real life.
That's cool. One thing though, VR, you won't ever be able to do the streaming though. So I don't know. I saw a thing. Facebook did a thing. They tried out where they did a game, and you could use it in any game theoretically. Like you can run it on like a computer or like a gaming console or whatever. But they did where it wouldn't render every frame. So they used an AI to like predict like every other frame.
Oh, nice.
Right, so the AI would fill in the gap. So you only had to render like every other frame, and you had a separate AI chip that was doing frame prediction in between.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that way you could, you didn't have the computing power effectively if you had this little AI chip also on board.
Yeah.
So you could, it'd help you boost the frame rate.
Yeah, you're right. And then be able to do it for the thing, but for traditional gaming, it's nice. That's totally the future. Like, fuck buying a console or having to create your own computer. Or even the VR you have, it's like same deal. Everyone wants it. You want it all one package. You don't have to set anything up. You know what I mean?
It's so nice. And it's what's going to allow people to do it. Honestly, I really think the future of VR is going to be like a console where it'll be like just like a cube that you plug in and it'll have like a wireless connection to your headset and then you just play on the headset.
Some extra power.
The headset will just be the screen and like the wireless transmitter. And a battery, and that's it.
Especially nice. You could hook up multiple fucking controllers, you know? Get multiple people playing in the same room. Like, that'd be so dope. I've asked you like 5 times, but can you do local multiplayer with the Quest?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
There are some games that can do it, but.
It's totally possible, and some people have done it, but it's just not super widespread, maybe, yet.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a weird one. And the other problem too is you need a big play space. So like all the games that can do it, you need like an enormous play space. You can't like teleport within a shared play space.
Right.
So it has to be the play space is preset. So like people do things like it's effectively like laser tag, but in an empty room, right? So 2-bit wearing headsets and you can run around with your guns.
That makes sense. Yeah, and it's like probably pretty. It's like you could make that game, but not many people are gonna buy it.
Yeah. And the one I'm talking about, I think, is actually an add-on to an existing game. So it's like something you can do. Nice. Like, you know what I mean? It's like an existing game that has that feature. I forget the name of the game.
Right. It's like a mode you can go into, but yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a popular shooter, but it doesn't have teleport move. It has, you have to actually, like, you move with the joystick, and it makes me sick. So I don't get games to do that.
I can't
play them.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. I'm an old man. I'm not going to. I fucking hate playing like the laser game on Rec Room though, because when I'm teleporting around, all the kids are like, "Hey man, teleporting's way worse. You should move with the joystick, like it's better." And I'm just like, "Okay, kid. Like, I'm a fucking old fart. I'm gonna get sick of that."
Oh, you can move with the joystick? I didn't know that. They might have added that.
You could stand still and move with the joystick instead of teleporting, and it is better, I think.
Because teleport, you like lose situational awareness for a moment. And then you have to regain your – but if you're strafing, you can just, like, be a beat on a target while you're, like, going into – I mean, yeah. Definitely better.
It's definitely better, yeah. But I hate having all the 12-year-olds tell me.
Yeah.
Better. And, like –
hey, old man. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just strafe. Yeah. It's easy.
Yeah. I'll be throwing up in 15 minutes if I try to do that.
Yeah. All right, homie. Yeah. I'm gonna jump off. Go hang with the girl. Right. Good talking. Don't die, brother.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.